broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. A great good day to you. A high surf advisory is up for the east-facing shores of Oahu, Kauai, Molokai, and Maui. We're going to have mostly sunny skies this morning, partly sunny this afternoon, isolated showers in the morning, windward and Mauka. We could use some more scattered showers in the afternoon as well. Leeward, though, just this afternoon, the rain will fall and the high between 83 and 88 degrees. No 90s, but the winds are variable, 5 to 15 miles per hour, so it'll probably feel just about 90 degrees if it gets up to 88. This morning, my guests, Jeff Babineau, Senior Writer, Golf Week, Travis Jerger, Director of Golf, Turtle Bay Resort, Diana DeLucia, CEO, Golf Kitchen, Jay Coffin, GolfChannel.com. But first, before we talk with Jeff Babineau about, you know, the season that ended 2 weeks ago and the season that began this week, that's the PGA Tour. The LPGA, the Symetra Tour, they're going into their championships. LPGA is dark. Isn't that considerate? Considering, let's see now, the PGA Tour, no, they had the President's Cup in between the finale of last season and the beginning of this season. Did you realize that? Like, golf never ends. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
You can also increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment by investing in Raynor Doors. Give them a call. The number is 647-2056. Let's get to golf now. So much is going on. So much is coming up. And we want to talk with Jeff Babineau, senior writer of Golf Week, about just some of the things that are happening, the season ending with the FedEx Cup finale, the Tour Championship at East Lake. The season begins 2 weeks after the finale, after the President's Cup played with the Safeway Open. It's in Napa. And look at this. We've got Tony Finau. Tyler Duncan is leading. Brendan Steele. Chasen Hadley. Zach Blair doing very well, tied with Tony Finau, who dropped, or he came up 20 positions. Excellent work there, Tony. Be great. Of course, he's summered in Laie. Spent a lot of time playing for Turtle Bay, Turtle Bay Resort. Let's turn the table and bring it over here. Jeff Babineau, come into the clubhouse. Welcome to you, senior writer of Golf Week.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Tell me, what are your thoughts about, you know, how the season, there was no dark period. We didn't even go dark during the when we were going into the playoffs for the web.com, I didn't even know the championship really was happening. You know, it's like we were doing the President's Cup.
Right. I mean, there's just no breathing room, really. Every week of the year is filled up. If you think about it, the web.com finalists, the players that were there trying to get a tour card, were playing. If they got through on Sunday, they were getting flights out to Napa to start a season the very next day. So, you know, I most sports have an off season, and you kind of, you know, like I'm a baseball fan, so I miss baseball in the winter months until they get out there for spring training. I mean, golf never gives you a chance to miss it a whole lot. I think the tour would be a little better served if it had a window somewhere of off season, but they just keep filling it up.
Yeah, they do. I mean that I hear it from a lot of people saying, well, it's only the media that complains about no offseason. The players love the fact that they keep going and going and going. It gives them an opportunity to make money. It gives the people who sponsor all these events more coverage. And I get that, but I wish they'd, if they're going to do this, if they're going to keep the season the way it is, just nonstop, highlight the championships. I thought it was a huge disservice to Web.com and the guys playing for the championship, playing for the Cards, to have the President's Cup overshadow all of the work that they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate. I think on the Web.com, it would be nice to have to highlight that championship, I think. If you remember a year ago, they got washed out when we had a hurricane come through Florida, and they weren't able to play it because the tour was starting up the next week. So I would think on that tour you could build in they don't play on weeks like the Masters. I would think you'd be able to build that schedule where you could kind of highlight a big finish. And we used to always at Golf Week go to the Q schools every year. We'd always have some of the best stories of the year would come out of those players playing for their livelihood. So right now, as you say, you know, going up against the President's Cup, there really isn't much of a spotlight.
And let's talk a little bit about the President's Cup. We're talking with Jeff Babineau, senior writer of Golf Week. The President's Cup, does it need to be fixed? We've had...
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I mean, I can't imagine a bigger embarrassment to the international players than the Monday after hearing all the proposals to fix this thing. I mean, these guys all have pride. They all win golf tournaments. They've won major championships and accomplished great things. I think this year is a matter of just horsepower and depth. I mean, I think the U.S. went in playing great. You know, they had three major champions on that roster. And the internationals went in not in great form. You know, Hideki Matsuyama was not playing well through the playoffs, and Adam Scott didn't win this year, and Jason Day. So a couple of their big stars were down a little, and it collided into this huge U.S. onslaught. So I think some of it's cyclical. I think the internationals will come forth with a better showing than they had this year. But, I'm not really quick to really fix this thing. The pieces are there. I mean, the internationals just have to stand up and deliver a little better than they have.
What I thought was interesting this whole year, and in fact from the 2016 Ryder Cup, the 2017 Solheim Cup, U.S. side trouncing the competition in the 2017 International Crown, then we've got the President's Cup. It's been U.S., 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 U.S. We've won everything, and we've done it in amazing fashion. But it wasn't that long ago when we weren't winning. We were wondering, when are the U.S. women going to come to the fore in the LPGA? You know, when are the men going to take back the Ryder Cup? Yes, the internationals haven't coalesced yet and beat us. But it seems like we're on a high and we're ready to beat everybody up and tell them how bad they are.
You're right. I mean, I think we all have short memories. I mean, it's only a year ago, just a little more than a year ago this time, before the U.S. team performed so well at Hazeltine, we still were up in the air about what we were going to see, right? They had the task force, and they had lost 6 out of 7 Ryder Cups, and what were they going to do? You know, how were we going to fix them? And now we're, as you say, we're winning everything, and everyone just kind of, no one says much about it. We just win, and it's kind of expected. But when they're in that losing cycle, I mean, the roof is caving in, right? And it is kind of funny how quickly we forget. But only a year ago this time, we went to Hazeltine not really knowing what we were going to see from the U.S. side.
Yeah. And our fans and some of our players seem to take great glee in the other team's loss. Or, you know, or losing face. Because there are a lot of rude people running around, not just the fans saying rude things, but also some of the players.
Yeah, I mean, I've always found the President's Cup, I think, played in a different spirit than the Ryder Cup.
Oh.
I think the Ryder Cup is pretty tense. That's why the U.S. plays so tight. It just seems to mean so much. There's a lot of tradition there. If you think about it, this international team had 12 PGA Tour members. A lot of these guys are buddies week to week. You know, Jason Day's buddies with Ricky Fowler and Adam Scott's buddies with this U.S. team. And I found it played in a pretty good spirit and atmosphere. You know, it's in New York. You're going to hear some odd things from the from the fan base. And the U.S. had some young guys, you know, maybe like a Daniel Berger, got a little riled up in their first team competition. But for the most part, it's played in a pretty good spirit. And, I mean, I think both teams want to see it more competitive. I don't think it was a whole lot of fun for the U.S. to go out there on Sunday in singles and not really have it mean anything.
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm talking with Jeff Babineaux, senior writer, Golf Week. He was at the President's Cup, so he knows firsthand what the spirit was like. And I was reading a blog from one of the women who, you know, married to one of the players, the international squad players, and she came away from the whole experiencing some sense of dislocation. She's like, hey, I know these guys, they play on the PGA Tour, but this ain't the PGA Tour anymore. Who are these people, and why are they saying such mean things about my husband? So I did you not hear any of that?
I didn't hear much of that. I mean, I heard the – I mean, it's funny. The very first fan I saw when I walked to an event out there on the 16th green on Tuesday. It was a practice round, and a New York fan leaned over the rail to the internationals and said, hey, we could use a lot of three-putts out of you guys this week.
Well,
it's stuff you don't hear week to week on the tour, right? I mean, you're kind of rooting for good play and pulling for these guys. So you got to have some of that. And there's some, you know, home field advantage, which the U.S. enjoys a lot more than the international team. In 2 years when we're in Australia, maybe we have three Australians on the team, but a lot of these people want to see Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth, so there's no huge home field advantage on the other side. So I think you get some of that, but for the most part, it was played in pretty good spirit, and I don't think the U.S. team tried to show them up too badly.
What was one of your favorite memories of being there? Did you see the presidents? What stood out for you?
I mean, being on that first tee with three former presidents, I thought it was pretty powerful. You don't see those guys together. It's funny, I was right off the tee and they turned. We got a great photo of it. And it was just really cool. That's a cool moment. So, you know, and having four presidents on the property for the week, that's a big thing for that event. And it was played in such a beautiful setting. I mean, you look across and there's the Manhattan skyline and Lady Liberty sitting out there in the harbor. And it was magnificent, the setting. It just, the competition didn't live up, unfortunately. But the U.S. is in a great cycle right now. U.S. golf in a great spot. You got all these young 20-somethings, and they get along great, and they're hungry to win. So maybe the cycle now has turned in our favor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rory was on top of the world, and I just don't see his game coming together again this season. I think he's going to take it off, right, for a while, switch it down and just let himself heal, Rory McIlroy, with the rib problem.
Yeah, he'll recharge. He'll be fine. He's still young. He's in his 20s, and he'll be fine. He'll get back. I mean, I think having an off season kind of ignites the flames in some of these guys. You know, Jason Day, after having a couple of huge seasons, doesn't win this year. That means he's going to come out next year really determined to get things going, getting going early. So, a lot of these guys, they're awful. They're very prideful, and any down season, they want to have an answer for that. So I'm expecting Rory to be back and Adam Scott to be back. And now you mix them in with these 20-somethings, and it makes for a great cocktail out there on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. It's really marvelous because the guys who we're talking about, the Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Daniel Berger, Justin Thomas, all the guys that are at the top, they're going to take off at least a month. You know, they're going to be gone. They're going to be dark. They're actually going to have an off season. And the reason the PGA Tour, I imagine, likes to continue is because it gives the young blood, the new guys, and even the guys who maybe had a bad year. Kevin Streelman, he's playing now. Emilio Griot is playing now. Bill Haas, he's playing now. He hasn't necessarily been off, but he hasn't really been on. So he's playing now in a Safeway Open, right? Tyler Duncan's in the lead, watching Tony Finau, of course, because he spent summers here in Laie. Always great to see him doing so well. Graham Dillette, you know, Canada's guy. All these guys are working hard to get their FedEx points, to get into the reshuffle later on so that they have better opportunities to play more PGA Tour events. They're the ones that if you don't have energy, you come to the end of the season, you're really in a bad spot. You've got to go. This is go time
right
for them.
Right, it's go time. And, I mean, there's, you know, there's going to be some winner this week make $1 million out on the PGA Tour. It's tough to pass that up. And, you know, Tony Finau is the person you made. He played great to play his way into the Tour Championship, and he's riding some nice momentum right now. So after a week off, he's ready to get going. And you know, he didn't win last year. He won the year before in Puerto Rico. He's ready to win again. So, you know, a lot of these guys, Chesson Hadley is the guy who played the PGA Tour, lost his card, had to go back to the web.com. He had a great year last year on the web.com to get back out. So the fall gives these guys playing opportunities, gives you a jump on the FedEx race. You know, the big dogs, they'll be fine. They don't have to play much. Justin Thomas might play two times, and Jordan Spieth might play once this fall before they go to Tiger's event. And that's good. They get to recharge, and they'll show up at Kapalua fresh and ready to go.
Yes. Will you show up at Kapalua for the Century Tournament of Champions?
I certainly hope to. That's a major in my mind, and I certainly hope to. I love getting there to Kapalua and recharging the batteries and starting the year there. It's always a highlight, so I certainly hope I'm there.
Got to ask you about, before we talk about the blood testing on the PGA Tour, like new season, new deal, Phil Mickelson, Phil's playing, he's you know, old blood, continuing to perform. What is he doing? Have you heard any of the insight about how he's recharging himself? He was feeling down, like he didn't have any energy, he couldn't perform, going in the 40, late 40s, early 50s kind of deal. What did he do?
Yeah, I think he figured some things out in the playoffs, just about his fatigue and all that. He didn't really give us a great window into what exactly he was doing with that, but I think he's a little bit recharged. You know, he played well in Boston, and he got on that President's Cup team, which was a huge goal, you know, his 23rd straight U.S. team. And I think he's energized. I think these young guys put a lot of energy in him. You know, Phil, I think, really loves these young guys, taking them under his wing, and Evan, you know, being playful with him, and he's 47, but he still feels he can compete. He's not talking about next fall's Ryder Cup team. He's talking about making the team the next time around in 20 as well. So he really wants to play well through his 50th birthday and see what happens then. And I do think these young guys kind of throwing energy in him, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he breaks that winless streak this year coming.
That'd be great. That would be great. It's fun watching him be excited about being on the golf course, and I'm sure that the young guys energize him. Whenever you're around kids, teenagers, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, let's go. I remember this.
That's right. They're good to have around.
Yeah. Okay, so blood testing, yes. Do you think they'll find banned substances, or is this more a show for Olympic compliance?
Honestly, yeah, I think it's kind of to get in line more with the Olympic compliance. I've never spent a whole lot of time and effort in the whole drug testing deal out on the PGA Tour. I don't think there's a whole lot out there that's going to make you play great in the stretch. It's not like, you know, you could be on some heavy steroids and hit a baseball, you know, 80 yards farther than you did. It's just not happening in golf. There's too much of a balance out there. And I don't know. Maybe I'm blind to it, but I've never put a whole lot into that. And I think the, kind of ratcheting it up a little bit is just to get more in compliance when the Olympics go to Tokyo in 2020.
Yeah, I kind of have that sense, because I couldn't think of anything that, but then again, they talk about the things that they're making that we don't even know about, you know, that all they're testing them on some of the athletes to see what you can do, what your mind can do, what you can open up, different senses.
Yeah,
it's
well, and I could see something that might help you in the recovery phase. I mean, if you think about how much golf these guys play, any week they're at a tournament, they're probably playing and walking six rounds. It's a lot of golf. And then you turn around if you're playing two in a row, three in a row, four in a row. It's a lot. And if you do have a little nagging injuries or things like that, maybe there are things that could help you in the recovery process. I wouldn't be shocked there. But I don't know. I think golf's a pretty clean sport. Maybe I'm naive to it, but I don't think there's a whole lot of that going on out there.
Jeff Babineau is a senior writer at Golf Week. Golf Week magazine covers collegiate golf and women's golf better than most. And you've been behind collegiate golf for a very long time. You have the rankings at Golf Week, don't you? Tell us about it.
We do. We do it with the juniors. We do it with the college players. I always think that's been a really neat deal. We meet a lot of these kids at the college and amateur level. You know, I look at, Tiger Woods, I was covering him at, you know, winning three U.S. amateurs. And when these Charles Howell and all these guys, when they come out on the PGA Tour, we know these guys and they know a lot of us. And I think it's a cool, cool way to enter with these guys as they turn pros, that we have some relationship with them to build on. And it's just fun to cover the amateur game. It's some great golf out there. It's getting better all the time. And, these kids are fearless. That's why we see these young kids in their 20-somethings. You know, they're so well-trained by the time they get out on the PGA Tour. There's no intimidation at all, and they step right out and have success. So for us, yeah, we love covering the game at all different levels.
The AJGA, does it deserve some of the, you know, kudos for bringing these kids to the point where they're just so ready at this young age to jump in and be in front of the media and be traveling around the world?
Sure. I mean, it's not any shock to them to be traveling as a pro, where in the old days, I think Johnny Miller, we sat down with him recently. He had, before he turned pro, he talked about playing, I think, one event outside of California. And if you look at these AJGA kids now, some of them are, they're basically mini pros, you know, playing a circuit all around the country, playing big events, playing against great competition. And it just, I think it kind of gets you ready for that next level. I mean, you're shoulder to shoulder. Justin Thomas coming up was with Patrick Rogers and Jordan Spieth, later Daniel Berger and these guys. And it's, so they're competing at every level and you're measuring yourself at every level. And there used to be kind of an intimidation factor when you get out to the biggest tour of the world that it was going to take you a while to get settled in and learn the courses and really, you know, feel confident out there. But I don't see it anymore. I mean, these kids come out, you know, Maverick McNealy made a late triple bogey yesterday, or he's about tied for sixth at Safeway in his pro debut. So these kids step out and they're ready to go. It's fun to watch.
Do they get media instruction somehow, somewhere along the line?
I think they do. They do when they get a tour card, I know. And I wouldn't be shocked if the AJGA does some of that. You know, they know these kids are going to be future stars, and it's you know, something worth spending some time on, I think. Telling these guys how to handle what's out there and the rights and the wrongs. And you know, these days with social media, that's a huge piece of the puzzle that players of the prior generation didn't deal with. So you got to handle that right. And yeah, I'm sure there is a lot of education on that front.
Interesting. And the USGA this week awarding major exemptions to the junior mid-am national champions. What about that?
I like that. I mean, that's a good, you know, we saw last year Stuart Hagestad compete at Augusta and make the cut as the U.S. mid-am champion. I think the U.S. Open should celebrate some of its own champions. And we used to have the Pub Links champions. We no longer have that event. So I like it. And if you look at what a cool perk it is for a U.S. junior to, you know, win a junior championship, then play on the biggest stage there is.
Yeah.
That's really cool stuff. And that helps these guys in their growth. And I think that was a good move.
Absolutely. You are a co-sponsor, I believe, of Annika Intercollegiate presented by 3M. That's the team.
Yes.
Team. Yeah. That just got underway and concluded, I think, with Arkansas, UCLA, Stanford, Texas, and Furman. They were tied for fourth. And when I look at the team names, it's interesting to see the number. You think of UCLA, you know, in Texas and Stan. You think of these as like U.S. kids, right? It's going to be U.S. kids being, but it's all international kids are coming to the United States to learn the game.
Oh, yeah, and it's a great opportunity. I mean, they get a college education and play on a great circuit. I went out to the Women's Nationals a couple of years ago. I'm trying to think of the team. I think it was Iowa State, and their team was basically a roster of players from Thailand. And it's happening a lot. I think it's also a good opportunity for U.S. girls coming up to play and earn college scholarships, earn a free education. I mean, believe me, I have a 16-year-old still now, so I'm terrified about paying for his college education.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She was a stud golfer. A little, I'd sleep a lot better.
Jeff Babineaux, I hope you come to Kapalua. It would be so good to see you again.
Oh,
Senior Writer,
cool.
Golf Week. Awesome. Come over. Who do I need to write a letter to?
Yes, please.
Aloha. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You got it. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to go out to Turtle Bay because the Turtle Bay Open is in 2 weeks. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call. After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Travis Jerger is Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. Welcome
hey,
into the
Danielle.
Clubhouse, Travis.
Good morning. Thanks
Good.
For having me.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Travis worked in Nantucket, at the Nantucket Golf Club, at Castle Pines in Colorado, and the Breakers in Palm Beach, Florida. I mean, of those three places, they seem so different. They must have been completely different environments, and now you're in Hawaii.
Yep. Yeah, I've been here a little over 14 years now. Yep.
What was the difference between those that stood out the most, going from Nantucket to Castle Pines to the Breakers?
Well, you know, very high-end properties, real beautiful and everything, and different scenery, obviously. But the people, I think the people are different from place to place, but especially coming from those facilities and then coming to Hawaii, that's the biggest difference is just the people.
Awesome.
They're all great people, but just a little different. You
yeah.
know? And, you know, going East Coast to West Coast or, you know, being in the South at the Breakers.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. Early in the morning, right? It's like I already missed my tea time.
Wait a second. No, you've got a soccer match to go to, okay? So that's what's on your mind, getting everything taken care of. Plus, of course, Turtle Bay Open in its 15th year, and
yeah.
You must have everything going on. There's so much. I'm looking at the women. You have openings for women to play. It's October 21st on Saturday. The professional and the championship flights. A Sunday, October 22nd, they continue to play. Tell us a little bit about the history. How did this come about?
Wow. Well, long before I started at Turtle Bay, but, yeah, this is our 15th year, and it was an opportunity to get, the top amateur golfers in the state of Hawaii, but also get, the A flighters, the B flighters, the C flighters, give everybody that plays golf an opportunity to compete. And I think that's what's so special about the event is that you could be, a hacker that plays once a year, or you could be, one of the best amateurs in the state. You know, everybody's competing. I think that's what really makes it special because everyone has a chance to compete on the same level. And we got great prizes, great tee gifts. I mean, the tee gift alone is worth more than the entry fee. So it's basically, you're getting free golf and a good, 2 days of competition. And, that's essentially how it started, though. I mean, it's one of those no-brainers that, hey, it's a fun event, good competition. Everybody gets a chance to compete, and you get great prizes along with it. And, that formula has kind of lasted for the last 15 years, and, I don't think it's a formula that will go out of style.
No, and Oakley deserves a lot of kudos for this one, right? They've been behind you.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, since the beginning, Jason Sakamoto, most people in Hawaii would know, Jason, but he's a big supporter of ours, and We support him as well, but, you know, kind of a win-win scenario. But, yeah, Jason's great with Oakley, and he makes sure we have, you know, the best sunglasses, latest and greatest, you know, a golf shirt, a T-shirt, hat, towel, all the swag that you can think of. To make it a really cool tee gift for the players.
Yeah, I was looking at the tee gift. It almost looks like the amateurs have better tee gifts than the professionals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the pros get to win money, so we got to throw them a bone, right?
So this is the Turtle Bay Open we're talking about, presented by Oakley, and all ages. Seriously, there's the professional flight, of course, and there's the championship flight, of course, but you wouldn't be playing against them. There's the A flight, the B flight, the C flight, the seniors flight, the women's A, the women's B, you know, so, and it's all based on the gin handicap. And if I think the women's B flight is 10 to 21 handicap, and the C flight for men would be 15 to 23, based on index as of September 15, 2017. Do you have space available?
We do. Actually, we've got two more weeks of sign-up pretty much still going, and we have some spots left, but we definitely got a lot of sign-ups in the last couple of weeks. So you know how Hawaii is.
Oh, yeah.
People sign up last minute. But but yeah, and that's where we would encourage people that, hey, if you really want to secure your spot, jump on it. And, I mean, we're, you know, watching the sign-ups and seeing who's, you know, signing up for the event. And it's really cool to see some of the top players. One of our he was a high school standout that, you know, Joey Sakale, that is our Callaway rep now, he's playing.
Far out.
And I just got an email from Scott Simpson, who everyone knows Scott, you know, former U.S. Open champion,
yeah.
Current Champions Tour player. He's planning on playing as well. So we're getting a lot of good names, you know, signing up, you know, daily. So, yeah, if people want to be part of it and have a good time, I mean, this is the time to sign up, because it'll close up pretty fast.
Yeah, and it's fun. Now, tell us, if I sign up and I'm ready to play, but I need a little bit of, you know, there's the Palmer course, there's the Fonseca course. How's this laid out? How's this tournament played?
Oh, okay. So basically, we have our main flights that we get the majority of the participation in, our A, B, C, senior, and the women's A and B. They'll play on the Palmer course the first day. And while that's going on, we've got our champ and our pros playing on the Fazio. And then the next day we'll swap. So we utilize both courses, and basically if you play Fazio the first day, you'll play Palmer next day. If you play Palmer, then you play Fazio. So we get everybody going relatively at the same time. That way everyone finishes at the same time, especially for that big, you know, ceremony at the end to crown our champions. So yeah, you get to play both courses. Courses are going to be in fantastic shape. As always, our crew, led by Mike Onma and, Shane Nico, who's our assistant. Those guys work their butts off, you know, especially to get the two courses into great shape for the players. And, as always, it's going to be fun.
It's amazing. The courses are always in great shape. They're always recommended. Everyone loves playing at Turtle Bay. And a lot of people are probably going, wait a minute, this is the Turtle Bay Amateur, isn't it? No, it's the Turtle Bay Open. And is this the first year that the professionals are playing?
This is the second year. That's
second
a good question, and I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, it's the second year now. So we added the professional division last year, so it became an open. And so we have some of the guys that finished in the top five. They're returning from last year, which is a good sign. It means they had a good time, but it also means they won money. Yeah, but
that doesn't hurt. That makes the time better.
Exactly. But yeah, it just kind of evolved, you know, the last couple of years into, adding that professional, division. So we just evolved it to the Turtle Bay Open. But yeah, it was called the Turtle Bay Amateur, for 13 years. And then last 2 years, Turtle Bay Open.
Awesome. Now, if you're wondering, you know, what time you got to get up for this, no, it's not a 6 a.m. tee time. The first one is at 7:10. So it's not even that bad for a weekend. You know, you're going to be out at Turtle Bay. Do people come out and spend, you know, the weekend at the hotel or some of the guest lodges?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's That's a good question. Yeah, there's plenty of accommodations out at the resort, whether you're renting a condo or staying at the hotel. You know, if you're staying there, yeah, you just get to roll out of bed and you're good to go.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
If you want to see the nice, beautiful waves and the sunrise, you know, you can definitely drive up. But yeah, a lot of the players do stay and make it a weekend, and they relax, have a good time, get to soak in the North Shore vibe and the waves. And we just started getting some pretty good swells last couple weeks. So, you know, we know a lot of golfers like to surf. So if they want to forget or wash away the bad round that they just had, they can always go surfing after their round. But, you know, kind of get back into the Zen mindset, right?
Yeah, exactly. The Zen mindset.
Yeah,
I like
it's a great spot to spend the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. And the other question, of course, everybody wants to know, are you reducing the price for practice rounds if I enter the Turtle Bay Open?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. So Fazio course for practice rounds, $35, and then $45 for Palmer's. So, yeah, actually starting October 9th, so the 2 weeks leading into the event, we offer those reduced rates for practice rounds.
Awesome. And carts, is this a walking event, or am I going to get a cart?
Well, you get a cart. Now, if you want to walk, more power to you. I encourage walking, and some players like it. And actually, we get some of the guys, they'll bring a caddy with them from the professional division especially.
Ooh.
And they'll have, you know, their caddy drive the cart, and then they'll walk along. But, yeah, most players will take the cart, and that's included.
Okay, that's all included. What is the price for the tournament? I'm looking for it, and I can't seem to find it.
It's $300 for amateurs.
Excellent.
And then $350 for the professionals.
Excellent. And so that's all. That's everything included, the tee times, the cart, and getting out there, and then you get the swag bag. Does everybody get a swag bag?
Yeah, even the pros. Hey, we're even being nice. We're being nicer to the pros this year than we were last year. They get a Oakley swag bag as well. So,
see? I mean,
everybody gets the love.
Yeah, yeah. So that price includes two rounds of golf that you're going to have an absolute blast playing, and you're going to get to walk away with Oakley sunglasses. So,
oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's almost the price of Oakley sunglasses.
So, exactly.
Right? I mean, you're getting such. This is awesome. We're talking with Travis Jerger, Director of Golf, Turtle Bay Golf, Arnold Palmer, and George Fazio courses. George Fazio and Arnold Palmer courses, if you haven't played them, what would you say, a synopsis of the Palmer and Fazio courses?
Well, Palmer, you know, is definitely our showcase, our top-tier golf course, and, you know, it's because of the past, you know, Champions Tour event, LPGA event that we've hosted there, and then hopefully it'll be the future of a new LPGA event, and so hopefully we can talk about that soon, which would be awesome. and so if you've played there, I mean, it can be a very challenging golf course, but I think with the five sets of tee boxes, you know, we have players of all abilities enjoy the golf course, so it's By far is definitely the most notable. You got Arnold Palmer. He's got his name on it. You know, we've got pictures of him during the process of the design and the construction of the golf course, which, you know, it's really cool. You know, you don't really see that as much anymore where the actual designers are part of the process, and he was. And, you know, being the player and, you know, the golf, you know, being such a knowledgeable golfer, I mean, and knowing golf course architecture, he had a big part in designing the course. So the course is amazing. The location is amazing. You know, it's got it all. Fazio has been, you know, been on property for 30 plus years. And, you know, it's the course, you know, the original golf course there at Turtle Bay. And it's a little bit shorter, and maybe some people say it's a little bit easier, but, you know, kind of depends on the wind, but. Yeah,
it depends on if you like bunkers, you know. I mean,
there's more bunkers.
More, yes, more bunkers. Yes, yes. So
exactly.
You got to be prepared for, you know, a little bit more precision there, getting around those guys. I would know this.
if you hit more greens, you know, on Fazio, I think more people have better chances at birdies on Fazio than Palmer.
Yes.
So people that like to get out there and make birdies. They have a better chance, but obviously watch out for those doubles and triples.
Yeah, exactly. So am I hearing this just a little bit like, let me see, I, Miyazato, was at the SBS Championship at Turtle Bay. It seems like yesterday. She's retired now. They had like 60 Japanese news outlets covering her arrival here. They opened up the ballroom to accommodate. They had no idea they'd have that many media members. But that was all at the SBS Championship at Turtle Bay. Am I going to be saying one day the at Turtle Bay LPGA? Do you think maybe?
I would bet on it.
Oh yes,
I would bet on it. Yeah, I think it's a good possibility. It's, you know, nothing's ever for sure, but I think there's very good possibility. So hopefully we can say that in the near future.
Travis Jerger, Director of Golf, Turtle Bay Golf, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Reinvigorated my day.
All right. Good stuff
is right.
We still have a spot if you want to play. Yeah. If you want to play in the Turtle Bay Open, come on up.
I got to work on my handicap. I won't be able to be there. But Travis is talking with you right now. You're on the edge. You need to go. This is going to be so much fun, and you'll have fun. And don't worry about competition. Yes, everybody's a little bit more nervous, but when you go out, you have a good time, and you come back, and you know a little bit more about yourself and your game, and it's really cool to work. Thank you, Travis.
Cool. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going into the golf kitchen with Diana DeLucia right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Yo, the LPGA back at Turtle Bay. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes, it would be. All right, we're going to go to something amazing and awesome and just a real labor of love and passion and coming to fruition, the Harvest Moon. Diana DeLucia, author and photographer. She was photographer for Restaurant Insider. She created a book first called Golf Club World, Behind the Gates. Interviews with the GMs and the head professionals. And then she created something just so specific and so wonderful, featuring the chefs, and it's called Golf Kitchen. And you go inside Winged Foot and Golf du Palais Royal and Old Waverly Golf Club and Kingston Heath and Royal Adelaide and Tradition and the K Club and Valderrama and Sabonic and Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill, the Greenbrier, the Emirates, a Royal Isabella, I'm thinking about you. Let's bring Diana DeLucia into the clubhouse. Diana.
Hey, Danielle, how are you today?
Excellent. Really good. And I'm just, I'm dying to ask you this. When is your magazine shipping?
We are about 7 days behind, so in roughly the week of the 18th, I think. We're waiting for some ad copy, so that's always a good thing to wait for.
Well, yes, it is a good thing. Plus, you know, there were a couple of hurricanes that rolled through your section of the world, which, you know, I was going to ask you at the end, but I might as well start. Puerto Rico is on all of our minds because we are an island here in Hawaii, and, you know, it could happen to us. It happened to Kauai, wiped out Kauai, and Iki did. And here Maria comes through. So Royal Isabella is in Puerto Rico. Chef Jose Carles has been on the show. The recovery, how is he? How is the club?
Well, we located Jose Carles about a week ago. He resurfaced, and he's safe and well. And unfortunately, Royal Isabella is not in great shape, and it's going to take some time to repair the damages. I feel really sad for them because the Passerelle brothers, Stanley and Charlie, and all the staff had put their heart and soul into building that place to make it what it is today. And my heart goes out to everyone in Puerto Rico, and I'm sure you agree.
Yes.
And I'm actually a member of the Foreign Press, and the Foreign Press are having a campaign on Twitter, at the Twitterverse. It's hashtag I am Puerto Rico, and they have a GoFundMe page as well. If you just go to hashtag I am Puerto Rico or look up the Foreign Press Association online, you can find out more about that.
Hashtag I am
Puerto Rico.
I am Puerto Rico. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am Puerto Rico, and there's a GoFundMe campaign to help raise money for the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico. Last weekend, we had a gentleman on the show. He had a number to call for people who had a vet in Puerto Rico who, you know, they may have been trying to reach and can't reach and get meds to the person, because that's one of the major issues, that healthcare, medicine, water, food, things we take for granted every day, electricity, it all just doesn't exist yet for many, many people in Puerto Rico. Jose Carles, where is he now?
Well, I can't announce anything yet, but I do know that Jose may be snapped up by a pretty amazing property affiliated with Golf Kitchen. I can't say anything until the deal has been done, but I do believe that Jose will be very well taken care of. His family, everybody's safe. His children are safe, and
good.
That's the main thing.
Yes. Oh, that's excellent. Thank you so much. That's really, really good news. And I know I become emotional just thinking about the people's lives that have been just shattered, torn apart, and in the recovery of not just the island, but people recovering their lives and their livelihood. And it's good to know that a friend of the show and someone so close to you at Golf Kitchen is getting their life back. And we can help with the I Am Puerto Rico GoFundMe campaign, and that's our hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, there's a big hashtag. It's also, I do believe they're raising money for some journalists to be on the ground in Puerto Rico. You know, with the Foreign Press Association and genuine journalism, it's a dying breed. A lot of people are writing, you know, for advertising now as opposed to writing for journalism. And, you know, there's a shortage of journalists on the ground in Puerto Rico, and I do believe they're raising money for that as well at the Foreign Press Association.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We're talking with Diana DeLucia. She is the CEO of Golf Kitchen. Her magazine is coming out. Is this a good time to order for the holidays, giving a gift?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Good. Good. I have two foodies, one in on the East Coast and one on the West Coast that I definitely have to. They're both restaurateurs or avid amateur chefs at home. You should see their kitchen. It's beautifully stocked. They've got everything that you'd need in an exquisite kitchen in a restaurant to mix up a dinner, put a little something together. It's great to hear. When you have all of these experiences that you have had, Diana DeLucia, going from these great resorts and experiencing all of these wonderful places that you have, Sabonic, Valderrama, Tradition, Kingston Heath, Royal Adelaide. And then you go and you go to Glen Arbor and you run into Gary Player, who's going to be on the cover of your magazine. That must top a lot of the experiences you've had in your life.
It was definitely a great experience. thanks to Rob LeBrit, who gave me a tour. You know, I was literally, I arrived and I was expecting, you know, I don't play golf, so I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting this huge tournament with thousands of people. And when I arrived, it was very peaceful and wonderfully quiet. And it was really just, you know, Lee Trevino and Gary Player and a lot of the, you know, the popular young female golfers and all just playing peacefully in this tournament. And it was absolutely wonderful. And then they had a gala ball at the end. And it was an absolutely beautiful occasion.
Yes. Gary Player Invitational in the United States. There are four of them. Is the Berenberg Gary Player Invitational at Glen Arbor, and top celebrities, businessmen, PGA Tour pros, LPGA Tour pros, they all come together for the annual Berenberg Gary Player Invitational in support of underprivileged children's education. It's a two-day pro-am, and Diana DeLucia was there. Gary Player was there. Did you get to talk with him?
I did very briefly, but it was a very busy day. I actually was really surprised. I put myself to work on the golf course because there was hardly any media there. There was Golf Channel and, you know, one or two photographers. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go to work. I thought I'd take the opportunity to go back to my photography days and take snapshots of Gary Player and Lee Trevino and stuff like that. And it's sad for me because I need to learn more about the golf side because I had all these pro golfers in front of me and I had no clue who they were.
If a chef had walked by, you would have known exactly who he was.
Yes.
That's wonderful. But what are you going to do with your pictures?
Well, there's a four-page spread in each magazine, which is going to kind of, it's called Golf Kitchen Journey. So we'll be running those on social media. We'll be running them in each issue. So, you know, every quarter, wherever I go from this day forward, anything I do, I'm going to put the best of that into those journeys.
What a good idea. That's excellent. Did you decide on this while you were there at Glen Arbor?
No. It was already there. I just hadn't decided on what I was going to call it.
No, yes, I like it. Golf Kitchen Journey.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
What do you say, Golf Kitchen Event? You know, that sounds pretty boring.
Golf Kitchen Journeys sounds great, a regular feature in the magazine. It's Golf Kitchen. You can go to golfkitchen.com. You can get her book, and the next is in the works, and it's going to be Golf Kitchen America, or you can order, it's a subscription once every 4 months. It's four times a year, it comes out.
Yeah, four times a year at this point. I'd love it to be more, but we need some big funding to make it more.
You'd love it to
be bi-monthly. Oh yes, I'd love it to be bi-monthly. But
you are you're a wonderful person. The way you are able to do and put all these things together. We're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk with Diana DeLucia, author, photographer, CEO of Golf Kitchen. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-808-808. 870-1422 or email them at clodeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, author, photographer, and CEO now of Golf Kitchen. She still takes her camera out. She did when she went to Glen Arbor and the Gary Player Invitational. Done four times a year around the world, Gary Player raises money for children, underprivileged children's education. It's a two-day event with the top celebrities and businessmen and PGA Tour pros. They all come together, LPGA. This year was played about the same week, right after President's Cup, though. On the same day, Gary Player was sitting with Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton at the President's Cup. He was doing interviews with the media in preparation for the beginning of his tournament, and he was sitting for photographs with Diana DeLucia because Gary Player will be on the cover of her second issue of, yes, Golf Kitchen, the magazine. It's expected to ship in 7 days. So, Diana DeLucia, what was it like working with Gary Player and taking the photographs?
Well, as I said, when I arrived at Glen Arbor, I literally put myself to work straight away, taking photographs of whatever I could see. I haven't actually done that for quite some time because I'm always in the kitchen or the restaurant. And I noticed Lee Trevino, and I thought, oh, my goodness, he's such an amazing personality. And I never knew any of these things. And then I was watching Mr. Player play golf, and I could see the passion. His passion for the game was very evident. And then later on, he had to, you know, when the tournament was over, they had to present the prizes and things. And then he went to have a rest and get changed for the gala that they were having, which was absolutely set up. The setup they had done at Glen Arbor was absolutely stunning. And they were having a Bee Gees tribute band, and I'm sure they had a great time. And I wasn't dressed for that, so I moved out there pretty quickly. So it was...
I had to wait some time
because he's obviously very tired, but I was taken aback when he put his suit on because he's 81 years old, and he's just probably one of the most charismatic people I've seen, like, in a long time.
Yes.
And for 81, I mean, to have that much energy is just unbelievable, and I can't wait to read Rye's story on Gary Player in the January issue.
Yes, Rye Weddington interviewed Gary Player, and Diana DeLucia took the photograph. When he put his jacket on, is he in a tuxedo? When you took the photographs, what was he wearing for this dinner?
He was wearing a tux at the time. I can't remember if he had the bow tie on, but I think he had it a little bit open.
Uh-huh.
It was absolutely. He just looked, you know, the good.
Yes, I know. I'm glad you
and
said
he ran,
that.
He ran off a bunch of poses that, you know, it makes my job very easy when the subject knows how he looks good, how he poses, and I was very happy because I had a photograph of him in a suit, but, you know, when you're doing covers, you need to have white space, you know, to write things.
Right.
So I have that. It's pretty exciting. I mean,
yes.
You know. I, you know, it's hard for me because I don't play golf. I'm not as saturated in the game. I'm more saturated in the food side of things, as you know. I was like running around going, oh my God, they've got a wood fired pizza oven on wheels, you know. And then they're serving sushi on the golf course. They're serving like wood fire oven pizza out on the golf course. They're serving, you know, amazing like seafood burgers and things like this. And these are things that he requests. He has to approve every item on the menu, which I thought was, like, very cool.
It is very cool. And I love what you're saying right now because this makes us fascinated and listening. Gary Player, I stood next to him at the buffet. We're all talking food here. We're all talking golf here. And I met Gary Player in a buffet line And I did, you know, we bumped into each other in the, I think we were reaching for the same thing. I don't know. The guy is amazing. When you said he's 81 and he still has so much charisma, yeah, he's an amazing person. And he
yeah,
is
totally.
Extremely outspoken. He's not afraid to speak his mind. And they say, you know, what comes with age is a license to speak your mind. And I think it's wonderful. He's an amazing man about nutrition, about fitness, about caring for people. He really is a special human being. And I can just see that, you know, that he's going to shine on the cover of your magazine. Golf Kitchen is going to be great. And I think the way you described everything is wonderful. So when
you know who else we picked up as well?
No.
Sorry to, we were at Quaker Ridge a couple of weeks ago. And we picked up Ming Tsai for our fifth cover, which is really exciting. He's a huge celebrity chef, and at Ming.com, and he also plays a lot of golf. And have you heard of Ming Tsai?
No. This is something I get to learn about. See, I don't know the people that you bring to my table here, my into the clubhouse as we sit here talking about all this, and that's what I love. You bring the food, and I can give you a little bit of golf information. I'm not much of a player, but I can certainly, you know, I can certainly talk a good game. Yes?
We were so excited to get Ming Tsai, and, you know, I do believe Titleist sponsors him. He's a very good golfer. I mean, he was playing in the Salesforce Championship at Quaker Ridge, and, I mean, he was doing very well. I was taking photos of him out on the golf course, and Chef Rye came over from Wingfoot, and we did photos with Chef there, and we did photos with Ming with Rye, and everyone was very, very happy. And albeit next year, if that's the fifth cover, I think that's probably November, December next year, the winter cover. We're taking up sorry, that's my dog barking. We're taking up a lot of covers, and, you know, I'm not sure. Like, there's so many people I'd like on the cover. I'm looking down to 2020 or something like that.
That's why you want to have more magazines. I think it's great that it's every quarter. People will look forward to it. And then the more, the merrier. Ming Tsai is a James Beard Emmy Award-winning chef, author, TV, news, media host and producer, product developer, food allergy advocate, and Fast West lifestyle expert. So you can learn more about Ming Tsai at Ming.com. That's his website, and he's going to be on the cover of Golf Kitchen and featured in the magazine. Did you say in next, not this winter, but next winter?
Next winter. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's special that you're so far out. You do need to have them more often, your issues.
Yes, but it's a lot of work. You have no idea, because I really believe in this project, and I want it to be as beautiful and stunning as I possibly can make it, you know, and having the support of the chefs in the industry, the general managers like Troy Albert and from Sabonic, who is also going to be in the first issue. That's another topic I wanted to talk to you about is a lot of the general managers that I have met with over the years have a distinctive common thread that they tell me, and that is that staffing in the golf culinary industry is very, very difficult to find great staff. And I'm not sure why that is, because it pays very well. It's a great opportunity for young people working in the culinary industry, whether you're front of the house or back of the house. And I think it's one of the topics that a lot of the general managers will be talking about in their interviews in Golf Kitchen.
Well, when you talked to Sabonic GM Troy Albert about the problems, what did he speculate on why it's hard to find kids who want to devote themselves to a career in the industry?
I think one of Troy's points, and I don't want to kind of like say it all on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is, and not just Troy's, but other people's points, is that when you know, in the United States, like, this is my perspective, that you have staff in restaurants and bars and things like that, but in this country, it's kind of not considered a career. Whereas in other countries like Europe and Australia, you can make a career out of being a bartender. You can make a career out of this, and it's a very respected career, and you get paid well. And I think what the golf clubs are doing is using those European models. So you can get a job. I mean, I was just talking to a bartender down at Addison Reserve, Javier Burgo, who's presented some cocktails. And he owns a house. He's a bartender at Addison Reserve, and he's a mixologist, and he's very passionate about what he does. And, you know, it's just like, I think that the kids today, staff today, need to really look at working in a golf club. It's a career move, and you're getting all those amazing connections with incredible people that, you know, that's going to stay with you forever.
Yes, I agree.
And the chefs, and one of Troy's points, sorry, Danielle, is one of his big points is the young chefs of today need to learn that you can't just go to culinary school and expect a great position out of culinary school. You have to walk the pavement, and you have to travel and cook and stage for other chefs in other places. And that's what makes you more of a well-rounded chef.
You know, that is one of the problems that most people are encountering with people, young people coming out of school. They expect to go from graduating from college and jump into a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year job because they've just graduated and that's what they deserve to have. And that's something that all the industries are dealing with. And it is something that we just have to, you know, teach our children that you just don't go unless you're, you know, some kind of amazing mathematician that can jump from ninth grade or, you know, from actually seventh grade into a university. Mathematicians burn out when they're in their early 20s. So Diana DeLucia, author, photographer, Golf Kitchen CEO, magazine shipping, go to golfkitchen.com and subscribe. You will really enjoy this magazine. Go to golfkitchen.com and enjoy the website. You've done a beautiful job, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Danielle, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a gentleman I really enjoy talking with, Jay Coffin, editorial director. He's standing by. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jay Coffin, Senior Director of Editorial Content for GolfChannel.com in the clubhouse. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jay.
Hey there, how you doing?
Maybe he's not with us right now. We might have to try to give him a call back. And I don't think he's with us at this moment. So we're just going to have to wing it for a moment here. What's really interesting about the 2016 Ryder Cup, the 2017 Solheim Cup, the 2017 President's Cup, the 2017 International Crown is something that we were talking about at the beginning of the show. And we, the United States side, has beat the competition just phenomenally. Everybody's gotten trounced. And it's just really something to watch. So what we do is we tend to, you know, I don't know why, but we tend to put it in people's face that we've won. And that always makes me feel uncomfortable, that we're just so in your face about being victorious and being so much better than the other guys who just, you know, lost terribly. Jay Coffin, editorial director, golfchannel.com. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was the game? Jay just came off the pitch, and I'm going to be on the pitch right after the game. So this is like, we're talking golf, but we're surrounded by soccer kids.
Yeah, exactly. Following a bunch of little 11-year-olds around. It was good, but I'm taking the rest of the day off.
It's exhausting. You could spend the day on the golf course and never be as tired. Okay. I was thinking about the way the President's Cup played out and the fact that the U.S. has been victorious after not so long ago, us wondering how the U.S. would win the Ryder Cup back again.
Right.
And we seem to be just so, as I think you overheard, just so, I don't know how to describe it. We just lord over the other people that we are so better than you. Not long ago, they were winning. What is it?
Well, yeah, you're right. And, well, I think a lot of it has to do with the young guys, right? I mean, these young guys they have a killer instinct.
Yeah.
They want to stomp your throat. So I think if you kind of look at it this way, you can't have it both ways. Remember, back in those days, we sort of collectively accused the Americans of not having a killer instinct.
Ah.
Right? And so now we can't now say that they have too much of a killer instinct.
Dial it back, kinda, kids.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't, you know, I think for years we kind of wanted, you know, Jim Furyk has had a tremendous career, but just was not getting it done in these team competitions, nor was Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson for that matter. But now you got these young guys that want to stomp on you, and they're not only do they want to stomp on you, they're not afraid to tell you they want to stomp on you.
Well, yeah, I think Daniel Berger made that point really well.
we want to
kill you, and we want to kill you really good.
Yep.
And they played phenomenally, phenomenal golf. And I don't know, you know, I want to go help the internationals, but they've always kind of been in need of help. The PGA Tour created this, and
yep.
what was the end game? Was it to get the American team better for the Ryder Cup?
Well, I don't think, you know, I would say now maybe it is, but, you know, back when it started, it was just sort of the, frankly, it was probably the tour being jealous at how well the Ryder Cup was working for the PGA of America, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the tour, when the tour and the PGA of America split up way back when, the PGA Tour gave up the Ryder Cup to the PGA of America. So it was a little bit of envy back then. So let's create this alternative year event. It obviously can't be against Europeans, so let's go ahead and go to the rest of the world and see how it goes. Well, you know, look, while it's good to get this many good players together this time of year, it's not good when it's not competitive. And, you know, 2 years ago in Korea, it came down to one putt, and it seemed like we were getting closer and closer. Well, this year, because it was so lopsided, it almost seems like we're further away than ever before. So, something has to be done because it's fun, but it's not super entertaining.
Well, it's fun seeing them all together, but then you're cringing because everybody on the one side is really excited and the other side is getting creamed, and that's not fun to watch. That's the problem.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, especially as a journalist, I mean, like, yeah, sure, I'm an American, but I want these things to be close. I always want them to be close. You know, in the Ryder Cup, I find a lot of the European teams, you know, more likable than a lot of the Americans. And, you know, same way in the international team, Jason Day, Adam Scott,
right.
You know, Louis Oosthuizen, those are just great, great, great guys.
Yeah.
Tremendous world-class players and great guys. And I go there, you know, our media center was staring at the Statue of Liberty all week long. I mean, it's just a tremendous, tremendous setting. And it seemed like it was over the first 3 hours into Thursday.
It is. It's crestfallen.
Yes.
So other than the game, you know, what were your highlight moments? Or during the games, some of the games, were there highlight moments that stand out for you now?
Yeah, the highlight moment was seeing the three presidents on the first tee on Thursday. You know, that was pretty cool, seeing, you know, Bush, Clinton, and Obama there, and
yes,
just seeing how great. It was just fun to see all this three. No matter what your politics are, it was great. All three of them looked tremendous. They looked better now than they did when they were in office, which kind of tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
So that was tremendous. You know, I did like seeing Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas together. I love seeing Reed and Spieth together, and I love seeing them together because I love hearing them afterwards talk about they play so well together because they want to beat each other's brains out. You know, and that's something you don't often hear. So I love that kind of honesty. You know, each one of them wants to credit more. You know, they're not going to be best buddies off the course, but when they're out there, each one of them is trying to outdo each other. And if they do that, they know there's no way they're going to lose. So I think stuff like that's really refreshing. It was good to see Tiger Woods out there walking around. He didn't really say much, and we didn't really get to talk to him too much, just one press conference early in the week. But, it was seeing Tiger Woods on a golf course. And that's something we hadn't seen in a while, and that was all right, too.
You know, it was funny because the big headline out of the Tiger Woods being there was, who was the woman with him?
Exactly.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Do we really have to go there? But you need your, what is the WAG? You know, I find that so funny.
Yeah.
That women have this title now, you know. You're the WAG over there. So that was interesting to see. I'm just going to change it up just a little bit. Do you think the tour might give, like, the end of the tour, the tour championship and the FedEx Cup champion, okay, boom. And then, okay, if the President's Cup's got to be played right the week after, great. But
mm-hmm.
could they give the web.com tour some love by not having their,
I agree.
You know? I mean, please.
I know where you're going, yeah. Well, and look, we're, in media, you know, outlets like you and even us at Golf Channel, I mean, look, we want to give these other tours more love. We want to talk about them more. And obviously they're not ever going to be talked about as much as the big guys or even the LPGA at times or the Champions Tour, especially when Bernhard Langer's kind of doing his thing and everything. So we want to have weeks where the web.com tour is the only thing we can talk about, and we haven't had that. To have the tour championship last week up against the President's Cup, that kind of stinks. And, oh, by the way, the 1 week that the tour took off in between playoff events, the web.com tour was off that week as well.
Yeah.
So that's two big misses in the last month that those guys could have got tons of exposure. You would talk about them on your show more. We would air their tournament
exactly
on Golf Channel, and would be the only professional event that week. It'd be, lead on our website. It'd be, big time on Golf Central. I think that was two big whiffs. Without knowing behind the scenes, a lot of times they can't pick their schedule as much as if a sponsor is willing to play it on this, to pay for it to be played at this date at this golf course, you kind of have to do what you have to do.
I got it.
So I'm guessing that's probably what they had, but I think still it's two big misses.
Yeah, and then you think the sponsor would get as much coverage as possible. I mean,
exactly.
I want my event talked about, but how can you talk
correct.
About it? You're going from the President's Cup and the U.S. winning by a phenomenal margin, and the presidents are there, and then you're going to go, and by the way, the web.com tour with is having its,
correct.
It's like you can't do that. It
yeah.
just doesn't work. You lose your audience. You lose your momentum, and it has nothing to do with the players. It's just this situation and the level of the competition. I think the LPGA gets it. They had, and when the President's Cup was over, and I'm like, okay, now I can do the web.com tour championship. And I went, wait, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it, right? So LPGA, they had their fabulous event in New Zealand, and Brooke Henderson did a fabulous job. And Symetra Tour is having its championship this weekend. So now, right, so now Symetra Tour gets some love because they've got some fabulous women playing. They've got three-time winners that already have their tour cards. They have several players who've won over $100,000 on the Symetra Tour. That's the kind of commitment Symetra's made to the tour. And that's phenomenal. Here we are. I am talking about them because I can see the commitment by the advertiser to give the girls more opportunity to win money so they can actually survive on the tour. And there is competition going on amongst Americans, amongst, well, many different nationalities that are coming up and ready to go on the LPGA. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's a shame. Rain again got them, so they're only going to have 54 holes this week. But you know what? This time of year in Florida, especially this year, we've been kind of devastated. But nonetheless, it's still a good event. You got a lot of people right out of college that maybe your names you would recognize too to go in with some of those other players that you've seen. But yeah, another good story this week.
For sure. Madison Pressel chasing the Carter sister has, right? Emma Talley. Then Yapa Nifatsafon leads for player of the year. She, you know, can hardly lose. And Hannah Green and Nana Kurtz-Madsen won three times. They're the two I'm talking about who locked up their cards. So there is so much competition in the world. The PGA Tour certainly has, the U.S. kids coming up and doing such a phenomenal job going through college. And what I want to transition to with this thought is that Golf Channel has made a huge commitment to the collegiate world of golf. The fact that you are broadcasting like it's a major event, the NCAA playoffs. It's great.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, and even for me, you know, I cut my teeth at Golf Week magazine. I know you talked to Jeff Avenue, but I cut my teeth there, and that's all I did. I covered, you know, I got my start covering college golf. So I covered women's college golf and men's college golf, and then when I transitioned into more covering a little bit more of the PGA Tour and the LPGA, it was amazing to go out there and to have those players, be happy to see you because they realized that you were there in the early days in college golf. You know, when I went to New York last week, I saw Lorena Ochoa last week. She remembered me like it was nothing. We hadn't caught up in a few years, but, you know, because I covered her career at the University of Arizona when she was doing great things. Same things with, like, Catherine Hall and you know, players on the PGA Tour as well. So I think the Golf Channel is just kind of taking that a step further right now. I don't think we knew what we were getting with this match play format. I think we knew that a traditional stroke play format among teams in college golf could lead to a blowout. And we didn't know how good this match play format could be. But, man, I got to tell you, just year after year after year, those guys and girls are just delivering. And it's been really good to be able to do that and then to be able to see them blossom. Justin Thomas played for Alabama on our air just a few years ago.
Yes,
and here he's doing what he's doing. Same with Jordan Spieth and on the women's side, too. So I love that. You know, I've always had a soft spot for college golf, so I love that the place I work for now is so much behind them.
Yeah, and, you know, I think having the cameras on the golf course while they're in their final playoffs must do something to prepare them to be on the LPGA or PGA Tour, the Symetra Tour, where there's so much more attention focused on them.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've even admitted that. You know, especially last year, a year ago in Oregon, if you remember how it came down to the very end, and Oregon won for the men and Washington won for women.
It's tight.
You know, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people out there watching, and, you know, there were cameras over every shot. And, you know, coming down to the very end, when it's a chance to win a national championship for your school, and you've got those cameras breathing down your neck and seemingly, you know, the entire alumni fan base watching, that's some heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah, the alumni at schools. I was just thinking my son when they were playing some champion, a homecoming game, you know, like the alumni waiting in the parking lot to school them on how they could have done it better.
Yeah, of course.
Next year's International Crowns played at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Club in Korea. top players in the world from eight countries competing as four-player teams representing their countries. It'll be played October 4th through the 7th. Is Golf Channel going?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we broadcast that thing every year, and then for the website, I'll send Randall Mell over there to report for us on the website as well.
Excellent. It's going to be an amazing event in Korea. The way the LPGA, I mean, okay, I'm kind of all over the place. I just looked at the time. I got NB Park has decided not to play on the LPGA. She's not going to be playing because her thumb and her back are still healing. But she will play two events. She will play in Korea. One of the events pits the KLPGA against the top Korean LPGA members. And when you think about having that kind of a competition, I mean, that would be really something to televise, because those girls, they really go after it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fan base in Korea is amazing. Everyone who goes there feels like a superstar. And it's great to know how much Golf Channel does just commit to everything. And I guess, you know, for golfchannel.com and for the televised side, they'd want to just be nonstop live coverage. I enjoy your writing and thoroughly enjoy all of the coverage that you folks do for golfchannel.com and the shows, Golf Channel, Golf Central. I love listening to them summarize things and just following everything. It's great. Great work you do. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. So I've run out of time, and so I don't want to start a subject that we can't finish. But I'm really happy to have you on the show, and I really want to thank you for joining me. And just let me know, is there a thought you had you wanted to share?
No, not necessarily. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you having me on and the kind words for Golf Channel. That all equals job security, so I appreciate it.
Oh, and I've got something for you. I was talking to the director of golf over at Turtle Bay, and he says we can bet on the LPGA playing soon at Turtle Bay.
Oh, nice. I covered them back probably 13, 14 years ago.
Yes.
When they were out there. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get back there.
Wouldn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll be seeing you on Oahu. And are you coming to Maui for the Century Tournament of Champions?
I am. Yes,
oh,
I am. I will.
Great. Oh, Jay Coffin, we'll have to sit down together. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem. Take care.
Aloha. All right. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Of course, they are Rainer Doors, the overhead doors used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, residential and commercial, fences and gates. It's not just doors. You should give them a call at 647-2056. That's Rainer Doors, residential and commercial. Overhead doors for your garage, fences, gates. Futura Stone's master craftsmen. Well, they work with all kinds of materials, and they'll have ideas for you that you probably haven't even thought of. Or maybe you are looking to protect the ground rod of supply. That's so important today. It's for your building, for your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project, turning it into artwork and making it environmentally safe. Natural stones, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, or the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control system. See what I mean? Interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futura Stone, only the best. And speaking of the best, Creative Plumbing, whether a building or a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, it doesn't matter what building you are, what type of building you own, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right, serving Hawaii for over 40 years. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aim Point Certified, and Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. If you have not heard the show, then, or if you want to hear another segment, or if you want to hear something from the past, We have it at RadioGolfClub.com. The last 10 years, at least, are on that website. It's RadioGolfClub.com. And we'll be re-airing the show also later on today at 4 o'clock, so you'll be able to hear it then. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.